Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are at day 10 of a government shutdown of non-essential services based on a congressional budget stalemate. A lot of services are non-essential, that is, until you need them. I was surprised to learn there have been many federal government shutdowns in recent history. Andrew Stiles writes in the National Review, federal government has shut down briefly 17 times since 1976. It happened to Jimmy Carter and to Ronald Reagan. There was a government shutdown during one of the big fights between Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich. In 1995, federal employees were furloughed for 3 weeks. Essential services include Postal Service, Social Security Administration and Medicare. The active military is essential, but apparently parts of the Veterans Administration are not deemed essential. So, families of military killed in action are suddenly stranded without assistance. This is no way to respect the ultimate sacrifice of our servicemen and women, but this is the kind of thing that happens when you shut things down. Apparently, this gap is being addressed by some interim legislation. Much of the National Space Administration is shut down, but NASA is still supporting the 6 people aboard the International Space Station. That's good. National parks are closed by congressional inaction, but that did not stop some congressmen and women from trying to make themselves look good by protesting the closure of war memorials in Washington, D.C. One of my Facebook friends posted, quote, "Ask not what Congress can do for you. Seriously, don't bother asking them. They aren't working." Several weeks ago, some elements of the Republican Party expressed their intention to not pass a budget to purposely shut down the federal government. The stated purpose was to end the Affordable Health Care Act. The Republican representative from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann, said, quote, "I'm very excited about closing down the government. It's exactly what we wanted and we got it." She and her colleagues were very explicit about not approving a budget and shutting down the federal government. Now, many of these same people are trying to blame the Democrats. Even the conservative Koch brothers are distancing themselves from the shutdown strategy. Why? NBC News analysts believe it's because of the dire negative consequences that'll happen if Congress does not act on the debt limit. The stock market has gone down just by the suggestion this could happen. Defaulting on our loans will damage the global economy and damage the U.S. credit rating. This could harm all American businesses. Apparently, there will be progress this week getting both parties to sit down and hammer some kind of budget agreement out. I hope it happens sooner rather than later. I imagine the Affordable Care Act will remain intact. Hopefully, Democrats can work with Republican leaders like Rand Paul to clean up the tax code and reduce expenditures and reduce debt. A majority of voters elected Barack Obama twice, and reform of health care insurance coverage was one of his main political promises. As Obama stated, in the future, when the Affordable Care Act is successful and every American has access to medical insurance, you can sure bet critics won't still be calling it Obamacare. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.